Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm glad you joined us. Tonight we're going to talk about creating a better tomorrow. What the future has in store for us is up to us. We're actually participating as creators in this collective storyline that we're all experiencing. And when we talk about creating a better tomorrow, we could talk about that all day long and not really have a sense of accomplishment unless we had a clear idea of what better meant, because that's our measuring stick here, creating a better tomorrow. If you look at the media, there's all kinds of current issues that are seemingly being weighed by society as a way of improving our condition. And oftentimes, if you look at the root effect of what the media is paying attention to, it really doesn't get to the core of the matter. In the sense of creating a better tomorrow, in order for us to recognize any level of success, we would have to understand a common understanding of what better really meant. I suggest that for our culture, so often when we talk about our lives improving, we talk about perhaps having more money, perhaps having a better job or a better house. And certainly these things can have a positive influence on our life. But I think to use objects or status as a measuring stick for good or bad has some inherent flaws to it. I think there's a cleaner language that we can use to talk about the idea of better or worse, and that has to do with our human experience. In a sense of value for our human experience, when we think of having money or having a nice house or a nice car, it gives us a sense of satisfaction, and it can give us a sense of safety too, and flexibility and freedom. But ultimately, what those objects create is a human experience. There's the experience of having the sense of freedom, and that root feeling of experience transcends the objects or the symbols. It's our relationship to the symbols that gives us a sense of value. So I can go buy a polo shirt and it's just a blank shirt, and it has a perceived value. And then I can sew on an insignia or a logo of maybe a man playing polo or a yacht or the hood ornament of a car or a sports company symbol. And all of a sudden the value, the perceived value of that symbol changes my experience with the shirt. When I put a yacht on the shirt, I have this idea that I'm at a tier, a class, a level of living that affords me the ability to enjoy myself on a yacht. Of course, this is just a simple metaphor, but the point is can easily be made here. It's the feeling of being on a yacht that is the human experience. The symbol, the embroidered pattern of the yacht, is the icon that represents the human experience. And so if we're going to create a better tomorrow, I suggest it would help us to be clear about where sincerely, where authentically do we find a sense of value in our lives. You know, you can look on social media or in National Geographic and they'll show a village with kids that have nothing but a stick and a ball. And they have these huge, genuine smiles on their face. They have no concern or worry about anything. And I suggest to you the value of that human having that experience is the thing itself. And the reason I'm making such a succinct point to that is because when you get clear about the value, it has nothing to do with the symbol. It doesn't have anything to do with the symbol. It's the experience itself. So those children that are playing with a stick and having their time of their lives are having a genuinely authentic, happy, enjoyable life. When we look at our society today, so often we see such symbols of stress. People who are upset emotionally or mentally, people who are threatened by the changes they read that are happening on our earth, both naturally like the earthquake in Nepal and socially like the difficulties in Baltimore. And when we look at the collective and we see these storylines of struggle and stress on the collective, we're not really seeing anything that points to a sense of value to our human experience. Certainly news can have occasional stories about that, and typically they're aired on a Sunday morning or something like that. And the thing to recognize is the happiness, the satisfaction, the fulfillment can exist without an association with a symbol. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to throw all your symbols in the trash or disown every single aspect of your life in a sense of not being attached, not being karmically attached to what's happening to some element outside of you. But rather, understanding the genuine personal feeling of what satisfaction would feel like, what fulfillment would feel like, what being truly excited about an event that's happening in your life would feel like. Because I think if we don't take it all the way down to the human experience, then we've stopped short of what we're genuinely looking for. That sense of contentment with our life, satisfaction of our life, joy of our life, enjoyment of our life. So if we're going to talk about creating a better tomorrow, I suggest we would be talking about the mechanics of our personal experience and how it is that we can come around to enjoying life better, an improved sense of enjoyment of our life. There's that better word. So if we look at what are the fundamental attributes of humans that are enjoying their life and thus having a, quote, better life, what would that look like? I think there's a few key things to look at. First of all, forgiveness and compassion for ourselves. Well, wait a minute. What does t- time out. Weren't we talking about enjoyment of life? Weren't we talking about happiness? What's this forgiveness and compassion stuff? That seems like it's in a whole other realm. That's not even in the same ballpark as happiness and joy. Well, perhaps so, but if we're going to genuinely feel content, satisfied, and enjoying our lives, we have to feel like we belong to our lives. Because forgiveness and compassion are very powerful tools in our human psyche, in our human paradigm. Forgiveness and compassion work on emotions. They work on feelings that we can have at such a core level. So many of us have grown up in households where there were strict rules or protocol of behavior. And when I use the word strict, that doesn't mean they were enforced in a strict way. In fact, if the doorbell rang and some visitors came over, they may not recognize the strict protocol of a household. It's not polite to interrupt. This is how you're supposed to behave. Don't get dad mad. You know, don't rock the boat with a particular emotion. Don't bring up these topics. Now, why are we talking about these things when we're trying to get to a better tomorrow? Well, we're talking about them because when we have emotional and mental imprinting from our past, we can have a sense of guilt and shame about our behavior in the past. And guilt and shame, if we look at guilt and shame karmically, I always like to bring it back to karma and personal power. If we look at guilt and shame karmically, they are truly the train wreck. They are truly the catastrophe, the tsunami, the hurricane of karma. Because shame is when the tribe itself casts you out. To have shame from the tribe is for the tribe to reject your behavior and thus you. Guilt is shame of self or anger or rejection of self. Both shame and guilt can lead to suicide, can lead to deep depression, can lead to a sense of powerlessness. I'm actually talking about making a better tomorrow by talking about forgiving ourselves and having compassion towards ourselves. For so many of us, if we talked about our past, there'd be some train wrecks in there. There would be moments in our life when our behavior was seen as guilty or shameful by the collective, perhaps by our religion, perhaps by our family, perhaps by the religious perspective of our family, perhaps by the culture, the social fabric of our community or our city. Guilt and shame can take us to the bottom of the karmic pool. It's like concrete shoes. And even though our life is, quote, functional, we get up in the morning and we go through our day and we come home at night and we're mechanically functional, we're able to pay our bills, we're able to participate in the fabric of society, that doesn't mean that we're ready to enjoy our life. To genuinely be able to embody a sense of satisfaction is a sense to own it. A sense to own your life in such a way that your choices about your life are pre-approved. What does that mean? Well, it means that you've given yourself permission to make mistakes, seemingly to make mistakes, because karmically there are no errors. Nobody has ever broken a karmic law. This idea of sin is a man-made gesture, a man-made notion, because the universe itself has no bias about your choices. We're given free agency. We're given free agency to choose whatever we want. But yet it's belief systems, it's emotions, it's structured expectations that has a sense of, quote, correct choices, quote, correct behavior in how we should behave. When we grow up with strict protocols, an open-minded, fun-loving kid can easily break rules. I know about this because I was one of them. I was the last of seven. I came up at the end, and I had quite a bit of freedom. For those of us who have had kids, the first kid gets all kind of attention. The second kid, well, close to it, but not as much. The third, et cetera, until you get to seven kids, and it's like, does anybody see less? Good, let's go. I was given freedom to do as I chose because I wasn't guarded by strict protocols in a moment-by-moment way. But over time, I made choices that were contrary to the religion, to the family dynamics of what I was expected to behave. And so, fast forward into my adult years, if I'm genuinely going to be comfortable in my own skin, if I'm genuinely going to be content with the choices I've made in the past, regardless of how they were perceived by myself or anyone else, I have to forgive myself. And let me tell you, what I'm talking about here is very powerful, because if you have not forgiven yourself, then some element of you is not forgiven. So what's the word do we use who's created an undesirable? The word I'm talking about is guilt. Oh, you haven't fulfilled the expectation, therefore you're guilty. Well, the thing about being guilty is automatically you're substandard. There's elements that you don't deserve. Perhaps acknowledgement was withheld. Perhaps praise was withheld. Because there's a behavior behind this that directly relates to fulfilling the tight expectation or not fulfilling it. And the consequence is whether there's shame and guilt or there's not. So when we talk about getting to the point of genuinely enjoying tomorrow, we have to be comfortable in our own skin. When I say nobody has broken a karmic law, nobody has. If you look at the history of humanity, never once has an angelic being come from the heavens. Old man time didn't press the pause button and stop any of the wars, any of the murders, any of the atrocities that mankind has created, because we're given fierce freedom, fierce free will to do as we choose on this planet. Well, does that mean if I go shoot somebody, I'm not guilty? Well, karmically, no, but you'll probably end up in jail. Or maybe revenge will put you in the grave next to the one you shot. But karmically, all actions and behaviors are given equal merit. If it wasn't given equal merit, we wouldn't be able to fulfill them. But the universe gladly fulfills any idea. And you might say, well, you know, that's a bunch of bull. Well, then I say to you, how come we're observing day in and day out all these atrocities of humanity? We're watching it happen. So clearly it's allowed because we're observing it happen. We're observing wars. We're observing atrocities from one man to another. So clearly it is permitted. Well, if we do that, that's a sin. Okay, perhaps in the sense of creating an atrocity in the moment, but whether it affects us in the future or not depends on whether we've forgiven ourselves and whether we have compassion for ourselves. And all, quote, sin, unquote, is forgiven from the universal perspective. If you look at the lineage of time, man has been on this planet for hundreds of thousands of years. And we've gone through all kinds of atrocities, and here we are. Here we are today. So when we're talking about a better tomorrow, when the sun comes up tomorrow, to have a better tomorrow, what's going to make that possible? For us to genuinely forgive ourselves of the past. Heaven on earth is a seed within each one of us. Love, unconditional love, doesn't ever hold a condition. That's the whole point of unconditional love. Everything is forgiven, everything is fulfilled. The basic principles of creation are, it's done unto you as you believe. So if you believe you don't deserve forgiveness and compassion, you'll go ahead and live in hell for as long as you want. But the moment you can forgive yourself, genuinely, completely forgive yourself and have a sense of compassion for how your life has gone, then your beliefs have changed your condition and you have an opportunity to find heaven today. I suggest heaven can only be found in one day only, and that day is always today. If heaven on earth is possible 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, or in the future, it's possible now. Just because we're moving on a timeline through this history of humanity doesn't mean heaven is skirting back or forth in front of us or behind us. It doesn't work that way. All choices are available in the moment. All experiences are available now. The universe doesn't have any bias. And so if we're going to become good at enjoying tomorrow, enjoying a better tomorrow, it starts with ourselves. So forgiveness and compassion are two power tools that you can use to come to terms with yourself, to forgive your past today, to forgive any guilt or shame about an expected behavior being violated, some expected behavior not fulfilled. By forgiving yourself today, you've come to terms with who you are, and from that place of acceptance, you're in a much better place to enjoy today, to enjoy tomorrow. So forgiveness and compassion are very powerful tools about sculpting and shaping our own future. Well, that's just one element of creating a better tomorrow, to forgive yourself so you can be comfortable with yourself, easy on yourself, loving of yourself, caring and nurturing for yourself. How many of your thoughts support your life? How many thoughts are supportive of your future? So often we can have a dialogue that's critical of ourselves. There's no love and compassion there. So love and compassion and forgiveness allow us to be comfortable in our own skin. And when we're comfortable in our own skin, that's the doorway to experiencing peace on earth in our life today. So So the next element I want to talk about is honoring your talents and gifts. Well, what does honoring your talents and gifts have to do with enjoying tomorrow? We are all an infinite well of inspiration. You can have a great idea today and another two more tonight and one just before bed, and you can have another one tomorrow. This human consciousness, this point of presence, this underlying consciousness within you and within me can be an infinite well of inspiration. Well, what does inspiration have to do with enjoying a better tomorrow? There's a curious thing in life, and that's life expanding. That's life growing. It's life evolving. You and I are both points of presence of human consciousness. We could all sit down and write a paragraph about how we've experienced life. Is it easy? Is it hard? Is it fun? Is it challenging? And if we all wrote a paragraph describing the nature of life as we experience it, and then we shuffled the papers and passed them around, you would be reading other people's interpretation of what this thing called life is. And every single paragraph would be different. You have a karmic imprint, you have a karmic propensity, you have a sense of self with layers of critical thinking towards yourself that can even go to the point of guilt and shame. And these karmic templates that we have decide how open we are to our lives expanding. When we tend to be critical of ourselves, we tend to tell ourselves we don't deserve something. Something isn't for us. And this isn't a conscious dialogue. It's just more of a repetitive type of choices, a patterned belief about ourselves. But when we give ourselves the opportunity to honor our talents and our gifts on many different levels, then we literally grow our gifts. We grow our talents. And this changes us at a very rudimentary level. So many people talk about a relationship. When they're talking about their personal relationships, they say, well, they make me happy. He makes me happy. She makes me happy. And this idea that some other person's going to decide whether you're happy or not is a very dangerous place to play. Yet, if you give yourself an opportunity to grow your talents and gifts, perhaps it's learning to play the piano because you enjoy it, or learn to play the guitar because you enjoy it, or maybe flat out exploring new places by hiking, or even in an inner city hiking about. When you create new opportunities for yourself, you give yourself an opportunity to grow. When you give yourself an opportunity to grow, you become a different person. You're literally fulfilling a potential that exists inside of you. By honoring your talents and your gifts, you grow as an individual every day. And when you honor yourself, you feel happy. For myself, I like playing outdoor volleyball. And the first time I played it, I wasn't very good at all. My other teammates would cringe when I'd go to hit the ball. And now I've probably played for 5 years now, and I'm getting pretty good. So when I go out and I play volleyball, I try my best. I don't always do my best, but I try. And there's days when everything seems to go wrong, and then there's days where everything seems to go right. And I tell you what, when I come home from those games, it feels wonderful to have played at a new level of competence. And that fulfills me from within. And so that changes who I am in my relationships, where I show up to the table already fulfilled. I'm not looking for something from another. I don't have an emptiness that I'm trying to fill with the presence of another. I show up fulfilled. And that changes everything. When you can show up fulfilled from within your own being, you're electric. You're alive. You're living life large. You're honoring your talents and your gifts with your time and your attention. Maybe it's making jewelry. Maybe it's giving speeches. Maybe it's growing who you think you are or overcoming a struggle. When we show up to life with an intent and a sense of purpose and engage it, it gives us an opportunity to be fulfilled and satisfied. It's not that it works that way every single time. My next volleyball game might stink. I don't ever go looking for that. But that doesn't mean I stop playing. So when you have gifts, when you have talents from your past that you've shelved, that you've ignored, your life starts to get static. It starts to plateau because there's no expansion. There's no growth. There's no sense of genuine fulfillment at the end of the day. So if you were to sit there and think about your past, go back to your teenage years or even younger, what kind of things did you like to do? What was appealing in your life then? It doesn't have to be the same things that you find appealing in your life now, but oftentimes there's common threads in our life. For me, I like to be outside. I like the mountains. I've always lived by mountains. Here in Boulder, there's some very beautiful mountains. From my home, I can see snow-capped peaks, rugged, rocky mountains, rocks that are above the timberline, covered in snow. And when I look at those mountains, I enjoy where I live. And then when I go hiking up in those mountains, that's even better yet. So when you look at your life, did you live by the ocean? Do you like surfing? Do you like walking in the sand? Do you like reading books? Do you like to paint? What is it that you like to do? And sometimes we won't recognize what we like until we give it some space and opportunity for it to catch on and start flourishing in our life. So what does honoring our talents and gifts have to do with creating a better tomorrow? It fulfills us. It renews us. It expands who we are. It expands our potential for the very next day. Oftentimes on this show, I'll talk about our dreams being a carrot that our soul's dangling in front of us, trying to get us to bite, trying to get us to trust a possibility of what our lives can be. Come on, just believe for a moment that this is possible. Just believe for a moment that you could write a screenplay or a book. Just believe for a moment that you could climb a 14er, which is a mountain over 14,000, or run a marathon, or swim a marathon. When our soul gives us dreams, it's dangling a carrot in front of us, trying to get our ego to trust for just a second about what's possible in our life. What would be possible if we were to honor our talents and our gifts? If we were to honor our talents and our gifts with intention and action, we would change, we would expand, we would grow. maybe the dream for your life now is to write a screenplay, and when the next time you pick up a pen to do that would be the first time you picked up a pen to do that. Well, fast forward 10 years, you could have 3 screenplays or 5 screenplays done. You could be writing at a whole different level. You could be writing screenplays mixed in with other genres of expression, vehicles of passionate expression. And it would have started by responding with intention and action to the dream you're having today. What's the dream that you have for your life today? That's the carrot. That's the inspiration point for you to trust your life, to show up for your life. Well, go ahead and engage that. Do that. Sign up for that. Buy the publishing package. Get the screenplay workshop. Join the local theater. Take an action that brings you closer to fulfilling that dream. See, so often in our society, we put so much weight on the finish line. When I get my PhD, when the book is published, when the curtains close. And certainly those can be powerful events in our life. I'm not discounting them at all. But if we're not taking action to enjoy today, we're delaying our sense of heaven on earth. We're delaying a sense of fulfillment today. I suggest all you have to do on a day-to-day basis is make progress. In fact, progress of any kind. How many times do we go through a day and we haven't made any progress towards our dreams coming true, and the next day can be the same way, and pretty soon we've got months and even years of no real progress in our lives. Sure, sure we have a job. Sure, we pay the bills. Sure, we go and to the sports events or take great vacations. But are we actually expanding who we are? Are we actually moving closer to that vision our heart and our soul has in mind for our life? Because there's a real difference between taking great vacations and expanding your life. Now, I'm not saying vacations can't be a vehicle for expanding your life, but what I'm getting at here is when you honor your talents and gifts with intentions and actions, you're moving closer to fulfilling that dream today. And so when you go to bed at night, having taken a step, just a step, towards your dreams coming true, your heart and your soul are fulfilled. Imagine giving a great speech, a powerful talk that you've been jazzed about. At the end of the day, it's so satisfying because you showed up for yourself, because you had that inspiration, that impulse, and you honored it with intention and action. Well, what if you took that and made a reflex out of it, that the very next inspiration from your heart and your soul instantly became an action item to the point where you were fulfilling the inspiration of your heart's desires, that vision, that dream of your life, taking steps towards that every day? Well, then you could feel fulfilled every day. I'm about to get a book published, and I take steps to have that fulfilled. They might not seem like steps related to a book sometimes. I have to fill out a form or do some of the tedious detail behind the scene, and it might not seem like anything related to actually writing a book, but it doesn't matter because that step is part of the overall process. As long as I keep taking action and fulfilling what is next in front of me, I have a sense of fulfillment today. If I look at the calendar and point at this day, today on the calendar, my book's not published. But I'm enjoying it already now. I haven't reached the, quote, finish line in publishing because the book doesn't exist on the market yet. But when I fulfill one of the requirements, I figure out how I want the front cover to look, or edit the words on the back cover, or decide any pictures. I'm fulfilling my talents and my gifts, and that fulfills me today. So what's going to create a better tomorrow? What's going to create a better future? Getting good at enjoying today. When we make a habit of honoring that inspiration, that vision, that dream of our life, because we all have a purpose for why we are here. And it doesn't matter what that purpose is if we're to compare it one to another. That's not how it is. We can have a purpose to take care of animals at a zoo, or be a janitor in a building, or be a CEO of a corporation, or go in the backwoods and learn wilderness survival. What our passion is, what our life purpose is, doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of it. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of it. And I say that especially during this time of our human evolvement. We're at a shifting point of human consciousness right now that has not been traversed by humanity on this planet ever before. The paradigm we're living out today is unique to this moment in time. And so much, check this, so much of the paradigm we're living out now does not honor our human experience, that value point that we talked about earlier in this program. So much of the structure of our society does not honor the core aspects of our human experience that it's going to take people like you to have an inspiration about your passion that transcends any story of our past. In other words, your heart and your soul can show you a modality, a paradigm of how humanity can experience itself. Your heart and your soul can show you the seed idea of how that is to be, and you, yes, you, can be the vehicle of change for humanity. Does that not feel exciting? Does that not feel fantastically adventuresome? When you trust your imagination, when you trust your inspiration to be able to recognize a paradigm that doesn't fit our human past, that can be the thing itself, the thing that will bring you such joy when you honor it. So what I'm talking about is this vehicle of change of our human condition. There's 7 billion people on the planet, and we're living out this collective paradigm. Yet, in every one of us, there's so much raw potential, a blueprint of heaven on earth today, that the only way the collective is going to change is through human beings being inspired. And that would be you. And that would be me. Maybe your inspiration is the storyline of the script or screenplay you would write. Maybe that inspiration would be lyrics to the words of a song you would write, or the purpose behind a journey. When you're able to capture the purpose and meaning of your life and then show up to it with intention and action, you're fulfilling yourself. You're satisfying yourself. You're honoring your own potential today. So when do we influence tomorrow if it's not today? We influence tomorrow every single day. Every single day, just like today. So when you wake up in the morning and you recognize this ongoing idea, this ongoing dream of your life, and jot down actions, possibilities that you can take for fulfillment today and honor them, that's the thing itself. To enjoy our future, to create a better tomorrow, is fulfilled, accomplished by getting good at it today. The better you get at it today, the better position you'll be to repeat it tomorrow. The better you get at enjoying today, fulfilling today, honoring your power and your purpose today, the more of a reflex it'll be for you to do the same thing tomorrow. We're all going to go to bed at some point today. And when we come up to our bed and we get ready to go to sleep, what aspects of today make us feel fulfilled? What aspects of the vision of our life have we honored with even the most simplest actions? What opportunities did we get to grow ourselves in meaningful and seemingly unmeaningful ways, to even stop and smell the flowers or notice the beautiful sky or feel the breeze on our skin, enjoying ourselves in the moment, in this moment. Every time we do that, it's a practice that prepares us to enjoy the next moment too. So when you can trust the infinite power, the infinite potential of your own human consciousness now, the universe has no bias at all. It is those people that can recognize and capture the inspiration and take action on it that are the creators. Capturing inspiration, that'd be the feminine, and then fulfilling it with action, which would be masculine. Get those two down and you will have balance, harmony, grace in your life. Make it a reflex and you'll enjoy it in an ongoing way without effort. And then you'll find yourself at the end of every day going, wow, life is good. Regardless of what the headlines say, you'll be enjoying life. You'll be engaging your vision. You'll be engaging the passion of who you're here to be. And I tell you what, when you do that as an individual, you make it easier for the next person to do it. You make it easier because you're modeling it yourself. We recognize so many things about other people in our life at a subconscious level. When you start showing up happier, when you start showing up more fulfilled, you become electric. If you look at the powerful people, so often they're fulfilling a passion, a sense of purpose in their life. And that can be you, regardless of what that passion or purpose is. When it's yours and you honor it, you feel fulfilled. It's as simple as that. Your passion and your purpose doesn't have to match anybody else's. So love yourself by forgiving yourself. Whatever choices you made in the past, you were motivated in some way, you were motivated in those moments that you seemingly made the wrong choice, quote, wrong, unquote. But in truth, every single struggle has a gift for us. In truth, every single sense of dis-ease has a gift for us. And that's reintegration of ourselves. That's forgiveness of ourselves. It's compassion for ourselves. No matter what our storyline was in the past, heaven is an opportunity that we can experience today. For the only time we'll experience anything ever is today. The future is a concept. You can't hold it in your hand. When it shows up, it'll be today. So if you want to create a better tomorrow, if you want to create a better future for yourself and for all of humanity, practice forgiveness of yourself and others. Practice compassion for yourself and others. Practice honoring your talents and gifts. And trusting the purpose of your life, trusting your imagination to show you new ideas, new vehicles of expression in your own life. You know, emotions in our society are so based in the past. And what do I mean by that? Emotions by themselves are just messengers. What your emotions are telling you is how you perceive yourself in the moment. They're just messengers conveying to you how you see yourself in the moment, how you're interpreting your experience. And there's this thing, this attribute, this aspect of our own personal psyche called our karma. What the hell's karma? Karma. Our karma is our past showing up in the present. Some would say it's our causality. But at New Human Living, in my language, I refer to it as energy. So you're driving down the road and you witness road rage in front of you. The brakes lights come on, they throw it in park, they pop out of the car, and they're very upset. Wow, look at all that emotion. Wow, look at all that emotion. Do you think all that emotion was created in the moment? Oh, hell no. That emotion behind the road rage was already present inside their own psyche. It was an awful lot of energy that was already present within their own psyche. And then an event in their life brought it from their subconscious into the conscious space, and they become angry. So why am I talking about emotions? What does that have to do with creating a better tomorrow? Well, emotions from the past were never intended to influence us in the moment. Now, that's a really big statement, because what that basically means is that we were never intended to carry karma from the past into the present. Wait. We're all loaded up with unresolved emotions in our psyche. What do you mean the past? The emotions of the past were not intended to influence the present. If all of us are loaded up with unresolved emotions of our past, then we're all experiencing an emotional propensity in this moment. This is really a very powerful concept. Because when you have unresolved emotions from your past, you're emotionally invested. You're emotionally vested in what happens in the course of your day, based on unresolved emotions of your past. Whereas, let's flip that over and completely erase any unresolved emotions in our psyche, where there's literally no emotional residue from our past. Do you know what? It'd be impossible to have road rage. Because road rage is an old emotion showing up in the present. road rage is an immense amount of unresolved emotion showing up in the present. So when you resolve the emotions in your own psyche, you're freeing yourself from the past. And when you're free of emotional propensity, let me tell you about a better future. Let me tell you about creating a better tomorrow. When the only emotions you feel in the moment are a report card that have information for you in the moment when you need it, then you can read your emotional information clearly because it's not muddled by any other emotions in your psyche. And when you can do that, that's what my next book's about, Citizen King, The New Age of Power. When you can do that and you and all the emotions you feel relate to the moment, then you have intuition and inspiration in the moment that is so ironclad, so rock steady, so spot on that you can interpret life as you live it without a map. You can interpret life in the moment and know what to do in the moment based on the inspiration and the emotional information that's available to you in that moment. It's a really powerful concept. I suggest if you want to be a really powerful person in your own life, you understand that and fulfill that for yourself. It's a very powerful place to live. Well, you know, an hour goes by pretty fast. And, you know, I really enjoy doing these radio shows because not only do I have great guests on, but I get to talk to people like you. People like you. I'm in love with humanity. I have such a strong belief of our human potential. People like you and people like me are going to be the vehicle of change for our own future. Creating a better tomorrow will come through people like you and me. My heart, my inspiration, my passion is creating new human living as a vehicle of change for people just like you, just like me. Where we can own our life, where we can show up for our life. We can honor our talents and our gifts. We can come to terms with ourselves and be comfortable in our own skin. You know, I know you're here for a reason. And when you honor that reason, big things happen. Because you're a powerful person. We all are. Every one of us. We're woven from the same fabric, the Creator incarnate. So take it easy on yourself. Have compassion for yourself. Love yourself. Nurture yourself. Honor and respect yourself, your talents and your gifts. Capture that inspiration. Take action on it and fulfill yourself today. And you'll be in great shape for doing it tomorrow. It's my joy and my pleasure to share this time with you. Thanks for showing up for yourself. I'm your host, Les Jansen. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.